Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. It is love day here on That's What I'm Talking About. I love love. I've always loved love. And when you love wholeheartedly, there's nothing better than that. That's for sure. I'm just sitting here thinking about how full your heart can really get. I don't think it ever can get full. You just keep adding more and giving out and adding more and adding more. So here on Love Day, I just think it's so important to love unconditionally. There are so many conditions out there that everyone must adhere to. But most of all, if you can unconditionally love, boy, you really got it. The secret to success. I used to say secret to success was having children, but now the secret to success is unconditional love for me. I just know it for a fact. I remember, if you do this, then you get this. So many conditions. And pretty much brought up with a lot of conditions. And with conditions, there's a lot of room for a lot of stress and anxiety. But not anymore. I'm singing my song to a different beat, or I'm just living my life way differently. In the last 4 years, I'd have to say almost, I have just decided to not be that way anymore. It's definitely a decision, and it does take work. It's not easy to live like this, but the rewards are rich and wonderful. And it's just opportunities, just limitless to live unconditionally in love with the folks that you encounter your life with, the ones that you are closest to in your circle, and then your outer circle. I look at people differently. It's not every day, but love covers all wounds, and it sure does cover all the sins when you love someone. Because when you really love someone, you can forgive that person, and forgiveness is divine. It's supreme, and it's the ultimate gift of love is forgiveness. The act of forgiveness is courageous. It's for someone to be extremely courageous and step out of their comfort zone of being guarded, and you must be vulnerable and let it all down your guard and truly forgive wholeheartedly. So therefore, it's a gift to you, and you're loving you. And in return, you're loving them, the ones that have harmed you. Whether they know it or not, you can forgive people by a living amends, or just forgive people and them not even know sometimes, because they might be far away or not in your life anymore. I've done that before. Love Day is a great day to reflect and think of those that you absolutely love. Also the loves that you've lost, whether they're in heaven now or just no longer in your life circle. Love Day is very special. I love Wednesdays because it is Love Day. Also, most importantly, Love Day now has brought on a new meaning for us. It is our Life Weight Wednesday, where we will reveal our numbers every Wednesday as we shrink rapidly down to our life weight, whether it is a couple tenths of a pound down to our life weight or 3 pounds down. Great. If it's 2 pounds or 1 pound, that's fine. And even if it goes up, because that muscle does weigh more, I am going to reveal mine. I got on the scale a week ago and started this life weight challenge, and I thought it would be wonderful to get rid of the weight and just work aggressively towards living the weight I want to always weigh for the rest of my life. And that number is 134 because I'm 164, and that's what I weighed a week ago. Well, that week was quite dramatic for me because we had a promotion. My darling daughter, she is now in high school, and we pigged out at Buca de Pepo. And in the meantime, before I developed or decided that this would be a good thing to do, I was loving ice cream. Thrifty's ice cream, you buy two of those things and you can get for $5 or whatever it was. Man, I was enjoying ice cream like there's no tomorrow. I was saying yes to a lot of sugar and a lot of carbs, and it just piled on. So it's no doubt that I was going to be going up before I'm now finally back to 164 again. So I even got up to 168 last week during the week. I am weighing myself daily just to stay accountable during these first couple weeks. So I close my mouth and I walk by the fridge and I do not buy the ice cream. And I'm going to make some healthy decisions. I've been picking the kale from our garden and making smoothies, a green smoothie. I put 3 or 4 leaves of kale, which is so bitter and gross, but I put it in with some almond milk, about a cup to a cup and a half, depending how big the smoothie I want for if I'm going to meal replace or not. And then I put in a little bit of honey for the sugar, maybe a tablespoon and a half. That might not be a little, but it seems to be sufficient for me. A tablespoon of cinnamon ground and ground ginger, a tablespoon. That's for the taste to overcome and overpower the yucky kale. And then I have broccoli florets that happen to be frozen. I do like fresh stuffs, but I happen to have this bag of frozen, so I've been throwing that in, as well as a couple handfuls of the spinach that I buy in a bag. And it's that cooking spinach, so I grab a couple and make sure there's no yucky leaves and throw that in, and a bunch of ice cubes, and I'm blending it on the smoothie blender deal there, and it is so delicious. And I know it's nutritious because you got your broccoli, you got your kale, you got your just ginger, and you got your cinnamon, and I'm positive that it's making me feel better. So that's been kind of fun this last week to incorporate that into my diet rather than ice cream. So those are some healthy choices. I also walked a couple times with my daughter after we were done having our dinner, and we had fun. We had some pretty deep talks while we walk and some fun, silly stuff too. Anyway, that is just what I'm talking about today here on That's What I'm Talking About. This life weight challenge, you can jump in at any time you want. It's entirely up to you, whether you decided it was too quick for you last week to start, or yesterday, or the day before. It doesn't matter. Whether you begin this Wednesday and write down your weight, or you can message me, you can even be one of my guests and talk with me here on That's What I'm Talking About. On Wednesdays, we're going to go ahead and take calls from all of our life weighters that are working aggressively to, or, you know, it's the rules are your rules. You know how to lose the weight. It's omit the big fives. What is it? Sugar, salt, oil, all the good stuff that we like. Alcohol and what's the other one? Oh, carbs. I think carbs basically are sugar. But anyway, if you get rid of those and you move and you drink a lot of H2O, a lot of water, I heard somewhere half your body weight in ounces. If you drink that, and alkaline water is always good. And if you grab maybe an alkaline chart and eat per your blood type, that's always a good way to go too. These are all just little ideas, but I'm definitely grabbing on to them. And I'm going to be unconditionally loving, working really hard at daily being mindful. Our words matter. Our actions put into place mean a whole lot. Love is an action word. That's what I'm talking about. Have a wonderful day.